Hi, this is Jenny Robertson.
And I'm Ann Quasman.
And you're listening to Woman Talk Live on B1370, A Different Point of View. Well, Ann and I are in the studio tonight with a guest. We always like to have our guests in the studio as opposed to...
On the phone
or outside the studio, out in the street somewhere. But we're joined in the studio tonight by Sylvia Henderson, author of Why You Talk So White, How to Eliminate the Behaviors That Sabotage Your Success. So welcome, Sylvia.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We are thrilled to have you here. And we're going to be talking with Sylvia a little later, and she's going to share her ideas on how performance plus perception equals power. So stay tuned for what we know is going to be an interesting and a thought-provoking show.
Yeah. And as always, our producer, Anita, is here with us, just like
Yay.
She is every Yay. Week. And we love it because she's very good at what she does, and that means all we have to do is show up and talk, which we're very good at.
And I was going to say, she's the man, but she's not the man. She's the woman.
She's the woman.
And so thank you, Anita.
She's the chick, yeah.
Thank you, Anita.
And let's not forget to thank our sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't be here.
And they are Bochelle Creative, helping your business work hard every hour. Bochelle Creative designed our website, so go and check it out at womantalklive.com. And then Healthy by Kiona, the 15-minute workout that works.
Also, Marcia Merrill with eCareerCorner.com. Marcia is the transition chick who helps you turn midlife into right life. And the real estate team of Lane Chason and Mary Zimmerman with Remax American Dream. Two fabulous women for the price of one.
Just like us.
You think we're ever going to get
I'm watching Sylvia's face over there.
Anita's gotten used to it.
You can laugh out loud, Sylvia. That's okay.
So you're going to hear our sponsor commercials throughout the show, but if you want to find out more about the sponsors, go to our website, womantalklive.com, and you'll find the links for all of their sites. So be sure to check out what they do and get their specific information.
And if you missed our show last week, it's up on podcast at womantalklive.com. We talked with Lucky Sweeney and Andrea Hyland on what it means to be an evolutionary woman. And a reminder that the Evolutionary Woman Retreat is this Friday through Sunday at the Pearlstone Retreat Center in Reisterstown. There's even still time to register, and you can go to evolutionarywomen.org. And you can stay for the weekend, or you can commute. And I'm going to be there.
So that's going to be great. I was at Trader Joe's. Can I say that? I was there on Sunday. I'm not doing a commercial for him. I just happened to be there and ran into Lucky. And it was like we were in the middle of this, and we saw each other across the store, and there you go.
Kindred spirits. Meeting in the middle of a
store. She doesn't even live in this area, so that was pretty great and all. And so just to remind everybody, if you missed our show, you have several ways that you can listen. Oh, well, first of all, you can listen live every Wednesday night right now, and you can do it at 1370 a.m. in Baltimore, or you can go to v1370.com and hit the Listen Now link. And if that doesn't work for you on Wednesdays, within a week we have each show up on podcast on the womantalklive.com website, and you can go in and listen at your convenience. In fact, all of our shows are up there, and once again, we have some really good ones that are up there, so go check them out.
What did I say? Last week was 34 of them?
Something.
33, 34, 35, something like that. I think that's a great idea, Anita.
She just wrote us a note and said that we ought to get Trader Joe to be one of our sponsors.
Yeah, I think
Why
it's a great
not?
Idea. I'm going to go
Why
right
not?
Over there.
We buy enough from them.
Right. And let's not forget to talk about our fun events. So if you're a regular listener to Woman Talk Live, you know that we do Woman Talk Live fun events. And the purpose of those fun events is to give ourselves and you permission to go out and try something new, meet some new friends, laugh, and have some fun.
And so we've got this philosophy, and the philosophy is watching paint dry can be fun and exciting if you have the right group of women together. And we always have the right group of women together. So our next event is our first chick flick night. Say that really fast. Chick flick. On October 26th at 7 p.m. at Your Prescription for Health in Owings Mills. And the movie we're going to be watching is Shirley Valentine. You know, a lot of women have never seen that movie, but I've never met a woman who saw it that didn't go, oh.
Have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
No,
okay. Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen
come.
It, Anita?
I need it.
So you guys got to come on the 26th.
You've got to come to Chick Flick night.
Because this will intrigue you. I looked up the movie. It came out in 1979, but I looked
89.
It up on the... I'm sorry. 89?
Yep.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It was after my divorce. Mm-hmm. 79, I wasn't divorced
yet. You were ready
I was
to
ready
go.
For it. Uh-huh. But I looked up the movie on the internet, and the tagline is, no one thought she had the courage, the nerve, or the lingerie. So you want to come out and watch this with a bunch of cool women. And after we visit, we're going to talk about the movie. And the cost is only $7. You can sign up on the Woman Talk Live website and pay at the door. But yeah, we do want to hear from you because we want to make sure we have enough seats.
Yeah, we have a seat for you. And I just think that movie is just the most incredible thing. And this won't give too much away, though. The movie has to do with going to Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figure once we see this movie and all of the women in the room see the movie, that what we'll do the following month is charter a plane and go to Greece. And so,
or cruise.
Or yeah, cruise. But getting to Greece will be the important part.
Yeah, because it's what's in Greece that's really cool, you see. So anyway.
That's why lingerie became important, right?
So I hope we've intrigued you enough and that you will want to join us on October 26th.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that we wanted to talk about was our Girls Gone Great.
Well, tell them how to get on the Woman Talk Live fun list first.
Oh, did I forget that? No wonder you were looking at me like I was crazy. Okay, to get on the Woman Talk Live fun list, you just go to our website. I can't even think. What do? You go to our website, womantalklive.com, or you can email us at womantalklive@yahoo.com and say, put me on that list. I need to have some fun. Because if you aren't on that list, shame on you.
Yeah. And because, you know, we used to talk in more detail about why we started this, but because people used to ask Ann and me what we like to do for fun, and we would go, well, we love our work, which we do. We both do very different work, but, you know, there's other fun things. So I also want to remind everybody that we'll be announcing the winner of our Girls Gone Great essay contest on October 15th, and we're going to be sharing maybe a little bit of some of those essays.
Absolutely.
A little bit later in the show.
Yeah, but I think what we have is we've got Deanna Shapiro on the phone with us. And which Deanna is going to be talking about?
She's going to be talking about the Baltimore Women's Film Festival, which is happening next weekend. Deanna, are you there?
What?
She'll be here in a second. That's why I was... Hey, Deanna, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome to Woman Talk Live.
Thank you so much. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good.
So tell us a little bit about this Baltimore Women's Film Festival you have coming up.
Yes, the Baltimore Women's Film Festival is having its inaugural event taking place October 13th and 14th in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We will be screening films either written, produced, or directed by locally or internationally based women throughout both days. Special events at the festival include a catered reception, a Saturday evening benefit party, art on display, a silent auction. So it's definitely a jam-packed schedule. 50% of our film ticket proceeds will be donated to the Johns Hopkins Avon Foundation Breast Center. Tickets for screenings are $10, and screening sessions include 2 hours of films.
Wow.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon we will be having a reception that includes meet and greet with many of the filmmakers are going to be present, and they will all be happy to talk with people in attendance about their work.
Deanna, where is it going to be held?
Thank you for asking that. It's going to be held at the first day. It's at 2640 St. Paul Street. It's in the old St. John's Church building that is now being renovated into an art space. The second day is at the Baltimore Museum of Art. The first day, screenings take place from 11 to 3:30, and the second day from 11 to 10 p.m. It is a full day.
Wow. Now, don't you have some other events going on with that? You've got something at a restaurant downtown or a reception?
Mm-hmm. We're having a benefit party.
Mm-hmm.
The cover charge is $8. 25% of the money made at the door will also be donated to the Breast Center.
And how do people get in touch with you if they want more information? What's the website address?
The website address is www.bwfilmfestival.com.
So So BW as in Baltimore Women. Huh?
Yes, BaltimoreWomen'sFilmFestival.com, okay. BW Film Festival.
And Deanna, this is the first one. Is there plans for a second one?
Oh, we certainly hope so.
Okay.
We love doing this, and we love the Breast Center here. I've done research with the Breast Center, as I am an employee of Johns Hopkins. And I think they do such wonderful work, and they have wonderful patient care programs. So we want to continue giving and supporting the Breast Center.
Well, this is really exciting.
It is very exciting. And, of course, it's in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We've all been touched. I think I would think that almost all of us have been touched by breast cancer in some way. So this is a really great way for women to get together, support women artists, and support a highly diagnosed women's disease.
And plus, just to have the first women's film festival in Baltimore.
In Baltimore, yes.
Well, Deanna, thanks so much. I plan to be there for at least something, and you're going to be
teaching that whole weekend.
Yep,
yeah,
but I've got a little free time, and I'm going to get there for something.
Oh,
so
that's wonderful.
I'll let you know what.
I look forward to meeting you.
And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think we're going to have to go do a little business, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with our guest, Sylvia Henderson, author of Why You Talk So White. We're going to talk about perceptions and how they can get us in trouble sometimes. So you're listening to Woman Talk Live on V1370.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? I'm Kiona Leah, a physical training specialist, and I'd like to introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. From beginner to expert exerciser, I'll show you that in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit my website, healthybykiona.com, or call me at 301-490-6347 to learn how. That's healthybykiona.com. I'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous with TTAP. Healthybykiona.com.
Hi, this is Jenny Robertson of Woman Talk Live. Did you know that 40% of home buyers in the Baltimore area are single women? Do you want a team of real estate professionals who will understand your needs? Mary Zimmerman and Lane Chason are with RE/MAX American Dream. RE/MAX is the largest real estate company in the world, and as part of your local dream team, Mary and Lane can help your dreams of home ownership come true. Their goal is to help everyone have the American dream of owning your own home. The process can be overwhelming, and that's where they come in. Do you know where to start? Do you know what questions to ask? With over 20 years of real estate experience, they have learned that when it comes to buying a home, women do it differently. Women are driven by quality of life issues and creating lifetime relationships. Mary and Lane believe that the real estate experience is a lifetime relationship. So whether you're buying or selling real estate or just have a question, Mary and Lane are teaming up to be your real estate source. They are never too busy for your questions. Please call 410-529-7900 and ask for Mary or Lane. That's 410-529-7900.
It's back to more of Woman Talk Live on V1370.
Welcome back to Woman Talk Live. I'm Jenny Robertson in the studio with my co-host, Ann Quasman. And also in the studio with us is Sylvia Henderson. Sylvia is the author of Why You Talk So White, Eliminate the Behaviors That Sabotage Your Success. Sylvia is also CEO, which she says stands for Chief Everything Officer.
I love that.
We understand that one, don't we, Ann?
Yeah.
Of Springboard Training in Olney, Maryland. And she conducts programs for organizations that want more effective leaders, and for decision makers who want better outcomes. Welcome, Sylvia. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. You guys have great lead in music.
Thank you.
We do.
Anita picks that out for us.
That's
yes.
Anita picking it up.
Oh, we forgot
up.
To tell you the only real rule we have for our guests, they have to dance in your seat every
and
time.
And you
music
are not having any problem.
Yeah, not
you,
at all.
You started on when Chaka Khan started coming on.
Well, Sylvia, the title of your book is provocative, to say the least, and would lead one to conclude that it's about the politics of race and class. Is it, and how'd you come up with this title?
The book is not about the politics of race and class. The book is about the things you have to do to succeed in the workplace or any place in life. The origin of the title was meant to be provocative, as one is when you're trying to sell books. As a child, my parents taught me to speak the way I'm talking to you now. This is not an affectation. But my friends, or my friends, as they said, would come along and they'd say, "Why you talk so white?" Well, I didn't know I was learning to talk white. I thought I was learning to talk the language of success in the workplace. So when I, years later, when I was writing down lessons Mom and Dad taught me, I thought, that's kind of boring. I need to call it something spicier. And
instead of lessons.
That's right.
Yeah, who wants to read about lessons that's Mom right. and Dad taught? That's right.
That's why you talk so white. You have to say it with flair.
Yeah. Well, I think it certainly got attention when we sent the email out. And so it was just really interesting. And so what's the real primary message of the book?
The primary message is, just like you said in the introduction, that for me the success equation in the workplace and in life is that performance plus perception equals, I say, power, and power is in the position that you hold. Now, performance are the things you do. And, of course, we need to work hard and study hard and all that. But you can still be thwarted by people's perception of who you are and what they think you stand for by that perception. A real quick story. When I worked for a major computer company years ago, and I was working hard, I thought. We had flex time, way before flex time was even a big thing. I took advantage of it, came in later than many people, and left much later than they did. My manager called me in a little while later and said, "We've got a problem. Perception is you're not pulling your weight," even though we knew I was working 60 hours a week. Mm-hmm. That was my first lesson in what people think also affects your performance overall. And so you have to make choices as to whether you're going to succumb to the perception, and sometimes you have to, or whether you're going to say, "Hey, you know, I know what I'm doing, so tough."
Yeah, and sometimes,
really, go ahead.
Sometimes perceptions just aren't fair, and they're not true.
That's right.
And I was getting ready to say, and you know, it's not fair.
Right.
You and I were on the same wavelength.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love your story about your son.
Can we tell that real quick?
Can she tell that? Because,
yeah,
I mean, isn't it perfect?
It
isn't
does.
Perfect.
Exactly.
And
it's
since
perfect.
Chris is in another state right now, hopefully not listening. You know? But when he was, his first day of senior high school, he went to Towson High School, and he was kind of one of what kids would refer to as a goth kid. He was into the vampire games, but he was a good kid. He'd never got in trouble, and they played these games in our living room. And he'd gotten up really early, first day of school, and I drove him to school every day. And he comes out of his room, and he's taken great care to put on his makeup for the day. He had on black lipstick.
Had he ever done that before?
Never to that extent. His face was white, very white. I mean, we're really white people, but he was really, he painted it on white. And he had black fingernails, and he had this great outfit. I mean, it was a great outfit, but he had drawn this design on his face.
Did he look like Darth Vader?
No, actually better than that. And I said, "Chris, you're not going to school like that, are you?" And he's like 6'2". And he's going, "Well, yes." And I said, "Well, you can't." And he said, "Well, why not?" And I said, "Because this is your first day of school, and people are going to judge you. Your teachers,
right,
they don't know you." And this was a kid who'd been listening to me for years do talks at the front of the room about being your own person and not falling into the trap of being a follower. And he said, "So, Mom, what you're telling me is I should conform so that people will like me." And I said, "Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
yep.
I guess." I said, "But really the truth," and I realized that was more about me than him. You know, what kind of mother lets her kid walk out of the house looking like that? But then the bottom line was, okay, you go to school like that, but there might be prices to pay.
That's right.
And so are you talking about first impressions?
That's
exactly
it. In fact, that just sounds like the name of a new book, From Goth to Golf.
I told you, wears khakis now, so that would be great.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, perceptions are about first impressions. Perceptions are also something. They're human nature.
Right.
Their perceptions are come from all the input and the processing that we get from our life experiences. that we make about other people based on what we see, what we hear, and what we learned over the years, how people speak, what people wear, their attitude. All of those things affect our perceptions, and we shouldn't feel bad about them. Mm-hmm. We should learn to use perceptions to our advantage. And I don't mean take advantage of someone, mm-mm, but I mean learn to not get angry, right, when people think something of you and you're projecting that. I mean, I wear when I'm working at home sweatpants and t-shirt, and when I go out to Giant, sometimes people look around the corner like, follow her a little bit. Well, I look in the mirror and I think, well, yeah, I kind of look like I might need to be followed. But then when I want to make the professional impression, I know how to switch, mm-hmm, and make the professional impression. So I tell people, be bilingual.
Yeah.
Bilingual.
I think the UPS guy probably thinks I must be lazy because he can come and I'll be in my pajamas, you know.
And I know my neighbors.
But I've been working, you know, since early in the morning.
And I know my neighbors think that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've dealt with that. I grew up in the coal fields of southern West Virginia. So, I mean, what kind of stereotype is West Virginia?
We were surprised you have teeth.
I know. Uh-huh. You know, that's something that I remember. My mother was determined that we were not going to be a hillbilly family.
Right. And that's the biggest part. That's another biggest message of the book, because it's not about race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just that was my experience.
Right.
But it's about anyone who comes, who speaks, I say, the language of the street in small letters, meaning from wherever you come. And then learn the language of the street, capital T, capital S, which is Wall Street or any workplace. Mm-hmm. The important thing is to learn when to do either without losing yourself, without being all one or the
other. And it's not just language, it's the way you dress.
Right.
It's
I define language as everything you do and say to communicate, because that's what language does, to communicate who you are and what you stand for.
Exactly. Okay.
So this is Woman Talk Live, so let's talk a little bit. You talk about women kind of, I guess, losing their power sometimes and not having that presence. So let's talk more about how women sort of give that away sometimes.
Yes.
Women give that away. Is that proper grammar?
That's probably right. That's all right.
How we give it away sometimes, you know.
We don't learn, and we still don't. It's intriguing in today's time that a lot of the little things we do take away our power. Our handshakes. We don't learn to give a handshake.
Oh, fishy handshake.
And so I'm still pleasantly surprised when I get a nice, firm, dry handshake from a woman. I shouldn't be, but I am. So that's one of the aspects of getting back your power, just that initial. And people go, okay.
You feel
and
pretty good about yourself.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. The way we end sentences is another big thing that I hear. Many times we talk, and we're talking facts, but our facts come out like this, and it sounds like we're asking questions. End in periods.
That's a really good point.
Bring your voice down. That's power.
That is a great point.
Mm-hmm. The way we stand, we sometimes stand back. I've watched powerful women in positions who, when they're presenting, they slowly step back as they're talking. And you need to stand your ground, act like you know what you're doing, even if you feel like you don't. Because I talked to plenty of guys in the workplace, and they hadn't a clue as to whether what they were saying was correct. But it was how they said it,
right.
And I learned from that.
Especially where you worked.
That's right. That's right. Well, I worked in the corporate, in corporate America. Another thing that we say, do you think? Or, well, I could be wrong. I'm not quite sure.
We
get those words.
We want to know if maybe you might be able to do this.
That's right.
Or I always tell women, use your big girl voice. That's one of my pet peeves.
And the way you say it. Say, my perception is.
Or I want.
That's right. Or it is with confidence. And then later you might have to say, well, there's a correction.
Yeah.
But it really is in the way we say it and how we look and that presence that gets us our power.
Right. Going back to you said the question you got asked all the time growing up. So learning to speak as you did.
Yes.
And you were criticized, not criticized by your friends, but questioned by your friends. Now, has that put any type of barrier up for you?
No, because my parents, fortunately, got me past worrying about pleasing the people who weren't going far.
Right.
And made me associate with those who were going somewhere. And so when you associate with successful people, now I get my motivational speaker thing on. When you associate with successful people, then what you do for success becomes the norm.
Right.
And that's what I tell kids today, even. Because today, unfortunately, there is still the question of why are you trying to exceed? Why do you act that way? Meaning, and yes. For me, in the African-American experience, meaning, why are you trying to act white? Act better than us. Mm-hmm. And my encouragement
and better
is
than
stop.
Us. That's just such a interesting way
that's
to
right.
put it.
There's a whole level. There's just so much stuff to talk about in this arena that there is no time for it. But
right.
it all plays into, do you decide to take the successful route and learn what that is and stick to your guns? Or do you choose to let other people bring you down?
And this isn't, you know, as you said, in some, I don't know if it was when we were talking or something you sent in or even, you know, in the book, there are kids out in the suburbs that are whiter than Chris, Jenny's son, that are adopting,
yes,
you know, hip-hop culture or whatever, you know, language, because it's popular.
That's right, and they're led to believe that that's the cool thing to do. And interestingly, some of the very behaviors that I watch white teenagers adopt are the very behaviors that African-American families are getting rid of.
Trying to get their kids
that's
not
right.
to do. Mm-hmm. And all
well,
that
you never know what's going to be cool from one moment to the next, do you?
Well, no, that don't even try.
Well, I think I like what you said in, I think in your book somewhere. I didn't read the whole thing, but I read a whole lot of it. It's a really easy read. I like that. But you talked about how there's a fine line between being unique and sabotaging yourself. And so how do you hold on to that uniqueness that's truly you and not give it away and
right.
not ruin your career at the same time?
It's a part of what you said to your son.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. It pays to be unique, but first you need to get the job, or first mm-hmm. you need to be accepted into school or college or whatever it is you're trying to do. So it behooves you. Oh, hey, it behooves you to learn the norms. I have some Toastmasters friends listening, so don't be impressed. It behooves you to learn the norms of the group that you're trying to get into. But don't lose yourself. You learn the norms. You adapt to them temporarily because you don't have to give yourself up just to, wear something that you should wear for the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get the job, once you get in a position of power, and I put that in quotes, then you can start to affect change. Or
once people
you
get
find,
to know you.
That's right.
Once people get to
that's
know
right.
you.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
I have to go back to, I don't know if I'll have time for this, but my very first job in Baltimore, the women, I worked in an all-woman office, like 20 women, and all but one of them were mean to me. And I was from West Virginia. I was kind
of
country.
Did you take it personally?
I took it very personally. I mean, they were mean to me. I would walk home from work, and I would cry. And finally, one day, this one woman befriended me. Interestingly enough, it was an African-American woman who befriended me. And one day, we were at lunch, and I said, "Why don't they like me?" She goes, "Do you really want to know?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "They
it's
don't
that
like,
deodorant.
They don't like how you walk." And I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "They say, now these are 20 other women, they say you walk like you think you're something."
Hmm.
I mean, talk about perception.
Uh-huh.
And because I was about as timid. I mean, I was in the city. I didn't know people. I was very, and it was so far from the truth. But whatever it was, they got that. So, great conversation. We're going to continue this after the break.
And
call in,
yeah.
410-481-1370. The first caller wins our prize pack. And call in with a comment or a question for our guest. You're listening to Woman Talk Live.
Come celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Baby Boomer Senior Expo Wednesday, October 10th and Thursday, October 11th. This year it's bigger and better with entertainment, seminars, hearing, vision, and dental screenings, and over 200 vendors offering information on everything from accounting to finding a job. Join AM 680 and AM 1370 at booth 419 and win some great prizes. Thanks to Fidelis Mortgage, Visiting Angels, and Meridian Financial for being our promotional sponsors. See you at the Baby Boomer Senior Expo October 10th and 11th at the Maryland State Fairgrounds in Timonium.
Hi, I'm Marcia Merrill, the Transition Chick, and founder of eCareerQuinder.com. I have a question for you. Do you want to fall in love with your life and your work in that order? Think it ever can happen? My coaching clients have told me they feel stuck in their 9-to-5 job, overwhelmed. They want to change careers and be happier, but don't know what to do first. Sound familiar? You may have been downsized, an empty nester or soon to be, or just thinking there must be something more to life. I'm a career transition expert. I help midlife women, men too, decrease their negative feelings and through guidance and support, move forward to your goals and dreams. Don't forget to get my special free ebook, 5 Secrets to Career Life Triumphs, ecareercorner.com/410-467-0811.
Crowley and Thomas Insurance in Crofton reminds everyone to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or an accident victim. Give blood. It's safe, simple, and it's needed. Do it today. An important reminder courtesy of the fine staff at Crowley and Thomas Insurance, 2411 Crofton Lane in Crofton, where they feel the area is a great place to live and raise a family. Call 301-858-1700 on the air because they care.
Call now, 410-481-1370, and get connected. It's back to more Woman Talk Live from V1370.
Welcome back. You're listening to Woman Talk Live, A Different Point of View. I'm Jenny Robertson here with my co-host Ann Quasman, and we're talking with our guest Sylvia Henderson about how the perception... They're all dancing. I can't take it.
I love Blondie.
Yeah. We're talking about perceptions. And you heard Blondie. Blondie said, call me.
No,
so
what did
call
she say?
Us. She said, call me. I don't sing, but I'll, you know. Yeah. Anyway, 410-481-1370. The first caller wins our prize pack tonight. And let's tell them what our prize pack is.
Well, first of all, we have a copy of Sylvia Henderson, our guest book, Why You Talk So White, Eliminating the Behaviors That Sabotage Your Success. So we have a copy of her book, and then Keona Leah is giving away a free introductory TTAP DVD, and that includes the background and the history of TTAP, the 15-minute workout that works, as well as the theory behind the program, testimonials, and 7 exercise moves. And from Marcia Merrill of eCareer Corner, we have a free online assessment to help with career choices and making changes. And I'm giving away a coupon for my 4-week intensive class. There's a pony in here somewhere.
And I'm giving away a $30 gift certificate to use towards any workshop or networking event that my company, Live Your Life on Purpose, provides. Or what do I do?
Does.
Sounded kind of dull, but whatever we do.
Whatever you do.
You can use it for that. And it's a great package. Call in. 410-481-1370. It is worth zillions of dollars.
It's worth gazillions.
Gazillions, because this book, I mean, this book is just flying off the shelves, right? So
that's right, and it's worth two gazillions.
Yeah, because you signed it even.
Yes.
Even signed it. So.
And so the number, once again, is 410-481-1370. Call in with a comment or a question, and you get it all.
We'd love to hear from you. So, Sylvia, before we went to break, we were talking about lots of stuff, but perceptions. And one of the things that you talk about in your book is about manners. And, like, when did it happen that it became okay to just be ill-mannered?
Now, I don't know if this is going to age all of us here, but we're talking about back in the day, people used to have manners.
Yeah. Please and thank you. Those were, like, the first words I was taught, I think.
That's right. It seems that, and when you read articles, that back in the 90s, when the money, big money, the electronic age really came about, we started having a lot less face-to-face contact. Fast money was there in the internet era. And we had fewer personal relationships on which to fall back when we had adverse situations.
And don't you think families sort of started drifting in different directions?
Well, and I remember my mom and dad made me sit at the dinner table.
Yes.
And we had dinner conversations.
Even if you didn't want to talk to each other,
right.
You sat there and you pretended.
That's right. Well, I'm the only child, so I didn't have much choice. But that's where a lot of values got taught.
Absolutely.
And, yes, that went by the wayside. Now, interestingly, we're reemerging with the reemergence of small groups of girlfriends, you know, man caves at home, and management by walking around at business is coming back because people are finding out we need the human connection. We need to learn how to communicate to handle the sensitive stuff.
And I think a lot of times, a lot of the kids nowadays are so focused on electronic games, on their computers, they don't have the interaction.
Yes.
And nobody teaches them to say please and thank you.
And they say they're with community and interacting, but it's not the same as face-to-face.
Okay. Well, we've got a caller.
Excellent.
I want to make sure I say your name right. Is it Leisha?
Yes, it is.
Great. Welcome to Woman Talk Live.
Thank you so much. I just had a comment about young women in general today. I know you're speaking about manners, and I guess what I'm speaking to is exactly the opposite of that. I see young women today having little or no manners whatsoever, and my experience comes from my daughter's high school experience where girls just don't make the kind of friendship, have the same kind of loyalty to one another like they used to. Friendships don't seem to be valued in the way that they used to when I was growing up. And I found some of the things that my daughter went through absolutely shocking behavior. And I don't understand what's happening with children. And I didn't know anyone else had a comment if they had a young girl that was growing up going through the same thing.
Sylvia, you want to comment on that?
I'm chuckling because I just saw a quote, and I don't know who made the quotation, who said, "We talk about the younger generation as if we had nothing to do with them." About formulating them. Now, that's not aimed at you personally, but I'm thinking, in the last 10 to 20 years, we had
women of a certain age.
Well, we influence how our young people behave. And yeah. I watch the soccer I watch people in the cars on the cell phones or yelling or in the car when their kids are in the car. And I'm thinking, okay, you just told them, stay off the phone when you drive, teenagers. You just told them, pay attention, be nice, but yet you're on the phone yelling
at somebody.
So we model the behavior, and that's a we in general, that our kids learn.
And I think one of the difficulties is children spend less and less time at home with their parents, so their role models, unfortunately, come from the media, and the image of women on television is just so terrible.
That's
women
right.
are portrayed as just villains so many times, and, you know, anorexic, they're villains, they're breaking up marriages, they're not working. I don't know. I think it's hard as a parent to try to show children good traits and good habits. You do present that, but then they go outside, or the media is so overly influencing that I think it's confusing. I think children are very confused.
The media,
and especially young women today, very confused on what their image is supposed to be. I had a very difficult time explaining to my daughter the difference between femininity and sexuality. It was a big difference. It was hard for them to see that clearly. I think it's confusing for kids today, and I'm real worried about my daughter, and she's 20 years old now, but I'm still working at it, and I thank you for taking the time.
Well, thank you, and you won our prize pack, so we'll get that in the mail for you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Thank you. It's a great point, isn't it?
Yes.
We've been talking about that, with our show on pornography.
Yep.
And how women are being depicted. But there's so much pressure on young girls.
Yeah. But that's why they need to listen to media like Woman Talk Live.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Because we tell you the truth.
Yeah.
What?
I think, did you not get her information?
She always gets it when they call in first.
Tell her to call back. Leisha, call back and talk to Anita, because Anita didn't get your information to send the prize packet to. So call back Leisha, 481-1370, and Anita can get your information so we can send you the prize pack. Thanks.
I'm sorry, Anita. I always ask, and you always get it up front, and I didn't even ask this time. So
she didn't know.
All right.
Just one of those things. There she goes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
So, Sylvia, what else you want to say about what we're talking about?
Oh, my.
You know, okay, I know I've got something to bring up. Because we were talking about, you know, the criticism that you had gotten speaking the way that you do. But then what about when people are surprised because you speak the way you do, like, oh, she's black and she's very articulate.
Yes, and
like,
clean cut.
How could that possibly happen?
And, of course, that's in the news lately with a whole lot of different...
Mm-hmm. It was in the news with Colin Powell, remember,
back in
the day.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Like, shock.
And I was telling you, I said I had a short story. That happens to me a lot because a lot of my first contact with clients is by on the phone. And they will hear, well, now my picture's all over the place, so they know who it is. But back in the day, I would call and speak like this, and, you know, good afternoon, so-and-so corporation. And we'd talk for two or three times, and then I'd go out to meet them. And there was this, I'd walk in the door and say, hi, I'm Sylvia Henderson. And there would be this
look,
like, oh, I didn't know that was you. And I thought, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, a little hesitancy.
But isn't that interesting?
Yep.
But it's always said. Either way.
Yep.
Either way.
Well, you know, I had a friend.
Can't win for losing.
Had a friend probably 15 years ago who was a New York investment banker, African-American man, who went to work in South Africa. And he used to really flip out some white investment bankers because he would speak with them on the phone three or four times. This is South Africa, barely past apartheid. Mm-hmm. And he would go to meet them in the lobby, and they'll say, oh, we were looking for Mr. So-and-so. He wrote, pleased to meet you, stick out his hand. And,
how funny.
You know, so maybe one day, hopefully, we'll just get past all this.
You think?
Garbage.
You think?
I mean,
for me, the biggest, people have asked, so how do you overcome this? And for me, the biggest thing, I work one-on-one. I'm not a big get into the crowd and instigate, although I do sometimes. But one-on-one is to step outside my comfort zone. I just finished meeting in a networking group where probably everybody in that room, except for a couple people, were middle-aged male businessmen. And I just stand at the door and go, okay, here goes. And I walk right on up and shake the hands. And they look like, oh, and start talking.
Yeah.
And eventually, by the end of that event, I've broken down a couple of perceptions. And if I can do that day after day after day, which I seem to succeed in doing, then I've accomplished something. And I think that's the way people break down some of their perceptions.
It's the be the change.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, constantly in everybody's face about it, it's show the example, be authentic.
For
know.
Me.
Yeah.
Now, you need the people who
you
are in your face because that's how significant changes have happened in society.
Exactly.
But I think the long-term effects have been one-on-one, piece by piece.
Mm-hmm. So how do people find you, Sylvia?
Two primary websites, and that would be my business website, which is Springboard Training. Do I spell it out, or will that be at your website?
That will be on our website.
Well, it's springboardtraining.com. That's my training and speaking business. But also the book, whyyoutalksowhite.com, spell out the words, is the other primary website. And if people send me an email, I will send them a free, I have a dog tag. That's what would successful people do, dog tag.
Oh, how funny.
So if they email me at sylvia@springboardtraining.com, I'll send them, just from your show, a free dog tag.
Cool.
Very cool. Very cool. And tell everybody everything you do. You're a speaker, you're an author, you are...
Speak, train, and write books and articles, and those are my three primary things. I volunteer a lot. I mean, I'm a member of oodles of organizations.
Don't you have a TV show?
Yes. Oh, thank you.
That's kind of a big deal.
My marketing person will kill me. Yes. In Montgomery County, Maryland, I have a cable TV show called Think About It on Montgomery Cable Channel 16.
Okay.
And that's got a website, thinkaboutit.jumpstartyourmind.com.
Okay.
For show times and that's about it.
And so if you're in your car and you missed any of that, you know, don't try to write it down while you're driving. Just email us at womantalklive@yahoo.com, and we'll be happy to send you all of that information.
Absolutely. And so, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take a break.
There goes that cool music
back.
Again.
There
you go.
Yeah, we can dance. It's time to dance.
We can dance. So you're listening to Woman Talk Live on V1370. We'll be back in a minute.
As a business owner, you know the importance of time. There are only so many hours in the day. The time you spend preparing, and that sinking feeling you get when you know someone just wasted your time. Do you feel there's never enough time to make sure your online marketing is working as hard as you are? Bochel Creative has mastered the art of making your website work long, profitable hours. We take the time to structure and design your site right the first time to give your business the first impression it deserves. After all, the first place your customer looks for you is online. Shouldn't your site be working as hard as you are? Leave your website marketing to Voschel. And if you need print materials to support your website, we'll save you valuable time and create them as well. We're almost out of time now, so you can find us online at VoschelCreative.com. That's V-O-S-C-H-E-L Creative.com.
Are you wondering how to make this year's holiday party unique, special, and absolutely wonderful? The answer is simple. The beautiful Turf Valley Resort for the holidays. Choose from a variety of delectable menu items and beautiful ballrooms to create the ideal holiday celebration that even your boss will rave about. And at Turf Valley Resort, guests can take the elevator home with special holiday party room rates for those extra good boys and girls. Upgrades are available. Luxurious junior suites, elegantly styled and appointed with king-size pillow top mattresses, flush-down comforters, flat-screen TVs, and custom-tiled showers. Space is limited, so make your arrangements early. Relax and enjoy the sights and sounds of the season stress-free. Plan the holiday party they'll never forget with Turf Valley Resort. Call 410-465-1200, 410-465-1200 for Turf Valley Resort.
It's back to more of Woman Talk Live on V1370.
Welcome back to Woman Talk Live. You're listening to Jenny Robertson and Ann Quasman, and we've been talking with our guest Sylvia Henderson about critical things that can get in the way of our success. Thank you again, Sylvia, for being here. And if you missed any of Sylvia's contact information, you can email us at womantalklive@yahoo.com.
Great. And we want to be sure to thank our sponsors once again, Voschel Creative, Healthy by Keona, Marsha Merrill with eCareerCorner.com, and the real estate team of Blaine Chason and Mary Zimmerman of Remax American Dream.
And we have all sorts of events coming up that we want to share with you.
First of all, our Extraordinary Woman Retreat is sold out. So we'd like to take everybody with us, but it's sold out. So if you missed out on this one, you'll have to wait until the next exciting thing that we do, and I bet we think of something. And also coming up next Tuesday, October 9th, I'll be starting my four-week intensive class for women. There's a pony in here somewhere, and it's the class that helps you wake up and helps you make some pretty significant changes if you're ready. I just finished up a class last night, and I'm always blown away at the shifts that happen for women. And then on Sunday, October 14th, from 1:30 to 4:30, I'll be conducting a class called Learning the Basics, an Intro to the Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT. And EFT is a technique that works on either physical or emotional garbage you've been hanging on for way too long, and it's an amazing tool, and once you learn it, it's yours. So put Sunday, October 14th on your calendar. The cost for the EFT class is an ever so reasonable $49, so you owe it to yourself. And both classes, the pony class and the EFT class, are taught out in Owings Mills at your prescription for health. Just email me at womantalklive@yahoo.com if you need any more information, or you can call me at 410-583-5355. And what about you, dear partner?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I only have one thing happening next week that I want to talk about. The Howard County Meeting of On Purpose Networking for Women is next Tuesday, October 9th, in Columbia. And you can get more details on that by going to my website, which is onpurposenow.com, or just email me at womantalklive@yahoo.com. And, of course, we want to remind you to listen in to The Business Edge every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. till noon. Our friend Angie Huffman, who is actually one of our guests here
a couple of times,
Will interview different guests and talk about all kinds of business and career issues.
And Saturday is her very first show.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, and, of course, oh, go ahead.
What are we going to talk about? Well, let's talk about next week's show. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so next week we have another great show lined up. We'll be talking about feminism, both from the perspective of a woman who was part of the early feminist movement, and we'll also be looking at the idea of a new feminism.
And the new feminism is based on women coming from our power and using our natural feminine gifts rather than from anger and frustration.
Just being mad.
And, you know, we don't have to
wanting to burn our bras.
We don't have to be masculine to be powerful. And so whether you were on the front lines of the movement in the 60s and 70s or you tend to cringe when you hear the word feminism, because I know some women, when they hear it, they go, ooh, that's not me.
Or they'll say, I'm not a feminist.
A bad word.
Yeah.
I think this show will offer some new perspectives for everyone.
And our guest is?
Joanne Salzberg.
Yay.
who was really on the front line. She's got some interesting stories, and she is now the executive director of the Women Entrepreneurs of Baltimore.
And so she'll be great to have on.
She will.
And also, let's talk about Girls Gone Great.
Okay.
All right.
So a reminder that we will be announcing the winner of our Girls Gone Great essay contest on October 15th. Last week, we shared a little from two of the essays. And I guess just to tell you, if you haven't been listening to us, that this was an essay contest open to girls entering their senior year of high school this year. And it was supposed to be an essay about how they're making a difference in their community or how they would if they had all the resources. What's their dream for a big vision? And we've gotten some amazing.
We really have. I don't know how we're going to pick one.
I know.
I mean, how do you pick one out of everything we've seen? And so let me read an excerpt from one that came in. She said, "Each time I volunteer or am employed in positions that teens do not usually reach for, I learn something new and get to work with new people. Giving to the community gives me a sense of personal accomplishment and pride. It also shows that girls do go great." I love that.
You got the little thing about Girls Gone Great, right, Sylvia?
Yep.
You know, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Here's another one. I just love this one. "It is my goal as a photographer to publish an emotionally moving photo-based magazine to celebrate and promote volunteerism throughout the world. It will highlight people of all ages, races, and genders working together as they give of themselves to make this world a better place. The magazine will depict the message that it does not matter if it is refugees in Sudan or a woman in North Carolina. We are all deep down in the same community, and it is through giving of ourselves in our community that we can all live a balanced world that works for all of us." We were laughing last week. It's like, what was I thinking about when I was a senior in high school?
I'm
thinking zits. You know, that's what I was thinking about, having a zit on my chin or something. And,
yeah.
You know, they're talking about saving the world. So I'm amazed at the depth we are seeing from all of these young women. And I believe they're all Girls Gone Great.
They really are. So, but stay tuned. We will be announcing the winner. And the winner gets a $1,000 scholarship donated by our radio station here, V1370.
Absolutely. And what else? What else are they going to get?
They're going to get interview on the radio. They're going to get an article in On Purpose on the magazine. And we're going to get them, like, some cool gifts that we're going to just get them a great gift bag. So
we're really excited about
that.
And so that was the first Girls Gone Great contest, and we plan on having one again, another one next year, and maybe opening it up to sophomores and juniors also, so that we have all of the high school girls.
Because we've been told that they get a little frantic
in senior year in high school with everything that they have to have done and all. So we have a few minutes. Sylvia, you got anything to say before we leave?
Final parting words of wisdom.
Final words of wisdom.
Be true to yourself, but figure out how to get what you want and adapt to the situations you need to adapt to so that you get that power.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you truly do show that performance, you know, obviously doing what you need to do and excelling, plus perception, adjusting to people's perceptions and using it, equals power.
And my last message is, come from your heart.
Mm-hmm. Can never go wrong there. And my last message is, thanks so much for listening to Woman Talk Live.